Welcome to the Christ Life Ministries podcast. We hope you enjoy this message by Pastor Olubi Johnson. For more information about this podcast and our other resources, please visit spcconline.org. God bless you.
Do you see why we are poor? Do you see why they're still poor amongst us? It's this reason. God's plan for old Israel and for new Israel now, the Zion Church, is that, I wrote it down here, through debt cancellation, after every 7 years, after every Shemitah year, and interest-free loans, was his plan to eradicate poverty. And that plan still stands. Look at Deuteronomy chapter 23, verses 19 and 20. Deuteronomy 23, verses 19 and 20. I'm talking about the Shemitah year. Thou shalt not lend. I didn't hear you. Talk about the Dorowo year and Fesoro. Thou shalt not lend upon usury or interest to thy brother, usury of money, usury of victuals, or usury of anything that is lent upon usury. Unto the stranger you may lend upon usury. But unto thy brother thou shalt not lend upon usury. That, Eka, the Lord thy God may bless thee in all that thou settest thy hand to in the land whither thou goest to possess it. God has a plan. You see, once God sees a good heart, a generous heart, and sees you practice it, God will now start working in your circumstances to make sure that you are greatly and richly blessed. So if you have to give 10 people 5 million, God will make sure you get 500 million. Because he knows you are going to use it to bless other people. But if he knows you are going to use it for selfishness, it blocks the blessing. We're going to start closing now. Interest-free credit. Everybody say interest-free credit. And debt cancellation after every Shemitah year. That is the plan. That's how, by the time, if they had done this, particularly under Solomon's time, there was so much money. The Bible says that, I don't know if you remember your scripture. He says silver was accounted as nothing. You know what caused the problem? Foolishness and selfishness. Where did the money go? I'm talking about Solomon. You know what he did? He spent 7 years building the Lord's house. The Bible records, you know, the Bible is, God can be a very interesting person. Things you think God didn't take note of, he takes note of it. He spent 14 years building his own house. Kilode. Not only that, he now brought this stupid girl, God forgive me, the daughter of Pharaoh, and built another house for her. Then he now brought all his different wives from different countries. And was building houses for all of them. The abomination of the Zidonians. When I read those things in the Bible, I shake my head. That was where the money went. The money that should have been used to help the people of Israel was using to maintain stupid girls. And you know what they did? They came, built house for them, and then they brought their gods. And they brought their abominations. And the Bible says, and Solomon's heart was turned when he was old, for his wives turned his heart away. It will not be your portion in Jesus' name. Do you see why God is hesitant many times to give us prosperity? The person who is talking nice today or something, once he gets a little bit of money, he won't say hello to you again. Listen, I'm telling you the truth. I've seen it happen. Even amongst us here, God bless somebody a little, and before you know it, the person starts acting as if, you know, they fell from heaven. They will not remember the people who helped them. You can't talk to them again. It's a terrible thing. And it's a part of the satanic nature in the human heart. That is why he said, I will prosper even as thy soul prospers. God put it there in the New Testament. It was in the Old too. You know, there's a limit to how I can prosper. I will bless you. You have food and raiment, but that's about it. But if you want to come into mega prosperity, then you must have a heart for the poor. Interest-free credit and debt cancellation. So you give them the money, you know, and if they use it properly and they pay it back, that money as it comes back, you give it to somebody else. So that it becomes a revolving loan. That's God's plan. Imagine, you know, this guy is a billionaire. I'm a billionaire in Jesus' name. I'm a billionaire. Amen. Maybe not liquid cash, but in assets, yes. You know, but the thing is, if we had 10, 50 of us like that, I'm just talking in this local church, 20 of us like that, who had liquid cash in the billions, then there are brothers who are, maybe one guy is trying to do one business or the other, he's trying to say this, I'm saying, come, what are you trying to do? You need this, you need that. Okay, no problem. No strings attached. Hey, take this 100 million. Quiet. Take 100 million. And let me have it back after about maybe 2 or 3 years. Let's see what you guys do. And the guy goes, puts 100 million to business. The business prospers and all of that. Within 2 years or 3 years, he brings out, this 100 million is back. I said, oh, thanks. God bless you. Then I'm going to look for somebody else. I look for somebody else in the church who I can help. Then imagine 100 of us do that, 50 of us do that. Within a short time, I just got another text. They're going to shout now. You know, Pastor Bega, they like prosperity. Between now and the next meter cycle, poverty will be eradicated in our midst. In Jesus' name. Shemoso. Shemoso. When I was preaching last week about bread, nobody. No, but seriously, I mean that. Between now and the next meter year, which is going to be 2028, and God will preserve you in Jesus' name, the glorious church would have been in manifestation. The power of God in this local body, there should be no poor amongst us. And that will be reproduced not only in Scripture Pasture, in any other church that will obey the principles. Get rid of poverty. 7 years is enough to get rid of poverty in a local church. It's enough. We recognize that. We identify the people who have needs. We identify where there's something. We give them the money. We monitor them. Not that we sit on their head, but you just make sure that they're using the money properly. You know, let me tell you something, you know. God said this to me and my wife and I, you know, years ago. You know, and we've done a little bit here and there. You know, I've discovered that if you give money to people, they will waste it. Most people don't have discipline. You give me money, the next thing you go and buy a car. It's money you're supposed to put into business. And then even wrong, there's nothing even wrong in buying a car. But that's not the time to go and buy G-Wagon. Pastor Ibrahim is laughing. That's our problem. The guy, you give the guy 100 million, he goes go and use 80 million to buy G-Wagon. Then the main 20 million now is not enough for the business. So you know what the Lord told me? He said, find out what they really need. Don't give them the money. Go, oh, you need this equipment, go and buy the equipment. You need this, you need that, you know. And find that, and then give them. Don't give them cash, because if you give them cash, they will waste it. Just give them the things they need. Oh, you need to rent this place. Oh, yeah, send me something. We'll pay the rent. pay the rent, you know, okay, you need office equipment, chair and all of that. Okay, give me, go to the place, let me have something. So I won't pay to you, I'll pay directly to the company that supplies. That way we will be sure the money is being used for what it's supposed to be used for. And the business will actually work. I don't know if I'm talking to anybody here. People don't like this prosperity message again. I'm closing. So, you know what this is going to produce? This is my last scripture on this topic. It's going to produce Psalm 144. You know, I say, God, Shemitah prosperity. It is Shemitah prosperity that we eradicate poverty, not only in the church, but in the land. Then will come to pass that which is written. Psalm 144. Glory to God. And we're going to look from verse 11. I'm going to read from verse 11 to 15. You know, we pray this prayer every Tuesday when we pray for prosperity, you know, on a monthly basis. Read me and deliver me from the hand of strange children whose mouth speaketh vanity and whose right hand is a right hand of falsehood. That's why you need the Zion church that is bombarding the heavens and that is ruling from the heavens to remove bad leadership. Observe, you will not have prosperity in any nation so long as you have a corrupt leadership. The reason why many of our nations on the earth, and that's why there's so much problem on the earth now, distress of nations, even the rich nations now, like America and England, are having financial problems. And the reason is that there is, in some places, corruption in the high places. When there is corruption, it's going to affect the rest of the economy. President Biden, in one of his maiden speeches, was talking about tax. And I believe in tax, though I do not believe in overtaxing. Because if you overtax, you remove incentive. But right on the other hand, if you undertax, then there will not be enough money to help, you know, the infrastructure of a nation. You go to places like England and Europe, you see all the roads, you know, everything is tarred, everything is working. It's because people pay their tax. So that they can use that money to build the road, to maintain it, and make sure it's okay. And he said this. He said, we don't want to overtax corporations. We said, we just want them to pay their fair share. How can a big company, I'm just speaking hypothetically, I'm not saying this is what happened, you know, because I think they pay their taxes. But imagine, you know, big companies that have billions and billions of profit, and then they pay zero tax. Using all kinds of techniques. They get a good accountant, and you know how to hide money in the books, and say this one was used for plane, this one was used for president, this one, so it's not taxable. Use legal technicalities, and at the end of the day, you're not paying your tax. It's wrong. Pay your fair share of tax. If it's 15% paid, if it's 20% paid, so that there will be money in the coffers of the government to be able to have good infrastructure. That is why, again, I must not have an embezzler in government. And now we will remove you by prayer. Read me. I didn't hear you. And deliver me from the hand of stranger whose mouth speaketh vanity. And their right hand is the right hand of falsehood. That, our son, watch the language. Verse 11 is the prerequisite for everything from verse 12 downward. That, in other words, if you don't rid us of strange children, this will not happen. And that's why it hasn't happened. That, our sons may be as plants grown up in their youth. That, our daughters may be as cornerstones polished under the similitude of father. That our garners may be full, affording all manner of store. That our sheep may bring forth thousands and 10,000 in our streets. That our oxen may be strong to labor. that there be no breaking in nor going out, that there be no complaining in our street. Can you believe that you can have a situation in a country where there's no complaining in the street? Shemitah prosperity. When poverty is eradicated, there will be no complaining in our streets. Everybody will be blessed. This is not millennial reno. This is here and now through Shemitah prosperity. Happy is that people that is in such a case, and happy is that people whose God is the Lord. Stand to your feet. Where in another Shemitah year now, the release has started. The manifestation of the glory of God is imminent. And this is one of the things it's going to be used for, to eradicate poverty, so that we'll have resources to preach the gospel and power to get wealth, to establish his covenant upon the earth. This is God's purpose. This is God's purpose. This is God's purpose. Let's talk to the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We now obey and serve you. We now obey and serve you.
We now obey and serve you.
According to the word of
the Lord.
We now obey.
We now obey. We now obey and serve you.
Yes, Lord.
We now obey and serve you.
We now obey and serve you.
According
to the word of the Lord.
And we now. And the days in prosperity, and we now spend our years in pleasure, and the days in prosperity.
We now obey. Serve you according to the word of the Lord,
and we
now spend
our years in
pleasures and our days in prosperity.
Yes, we now spend our years in pleasure
and our days in prosperity. Help us obey.
Help us obey and serve you. Help us obey and serve you.
Help us obey and serve you.
According to the word of the Lord.
And we shall spend
and our years in pleasures
on our days in prosperity.
As we now spend our years in pleasure,
on our days in prosperity. Put one hand on your heart, raise the other hand to God. We're going to pray a prayer of consecration for prosperity. God wants to know if he can trust you. Let me paraphrase that. God wants you to commit so he can trust you. Hannah said to God, he said, if you give me a child, I will lend him to the Lord for all the days of his life. And God knew she was sincere. And Eli, the high priest at that time, said, go. The Lord has heard your prayer. I want to talk to God now. We're going to all pray together in a minute now. I want to tell God in your heart now. God, bless me. In this Shemitah year and this next Shemitah cycle, between now and the next 7 years, because Shemitah years are in cycles, release me into an abundance of prosperity. In this day of the manifestation of the sons of God, and I vow, I won't use it only for selfishness, I will look after myself, but I'm going to use a lot of it to help the poor, the fatherless, the widow. Help people in their businesses so that we will remove poverty from our midst. Lord, I commit to this plan, to this Shemitah plan. Good. Now let's pray. Say, Lord, have mercy on us. So receive your blood to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, your life and your power in sufficient measure as we pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for your word. I thank you for your plan, the Shemitah plan of release to eradicate poverty amongst your people. Oh God, I sign up to this plan. I sign up to this plan. As you bless me, I will not be selfish. I will not be self-centered. Oh, I will help the poor. I will help the poor so that there will be no more poor amongst us. So we will have abundance to be able to preach the gospel, to finance, making disciples in all nations, all over the world. That I will have enough. More than enough to do the things that will please you. That there will be no complaining in our cities, in our nation, Nigeria. That, Lord God, that which has been spoken by the prophet will be fulfilled and will come to pass. Lord, sign me up for your Shemitah plan in Jesus' name. Nikatolo Moshele Priketu Fredesk. Libre kato fredesk, lo prini ketoske fredengara, rami katoro. Mercy, Father, celebri kitolo moshela, la breka kaklamatolo moto fredegas to fred. Lord Jesus, thank you. Raka kakoklo, ramatolo matolo mosh to fred, lombre kitolo moto frede, lombre dikar. Lord Jesus, Holy Spirit, la prekitolo moto fredengar, lo moto fredes. Father, thank you, la breka mosh. Jesus, thank you, Rabbenega. Holy Spirit, thank you, Labretofre, for your blood, Lepretofre, for your life, Jelica, for your power, Nikatolo, Rematofre, Lombridi, Lobrigatolo Mashem, Lobridic, Dobridolo Motofres, Tolomatolo Motofre de Glamatolo Motofres, Tolomatofre de Gas, Tolomatofre, Rematofres, Tofreningar. In Jesus' name. Maybe you are not here during the Bible study or you're watching online. If you need healing in your body, or you need deliverance for your mind or your emotions, the Bible says he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. The Bible says as he was teaching, the power of the Lord was present to heal them. The life of God is in the air through the spoken word. The words are spirit and they are life. And I now release healing power. Just stretch forth your hand. Just if you need healing, if you're at home, stretch forth your hands towards your device. I come against the spirits of infirmity. I break your hold. I cast you out, destroy resistance, and I bind you in Jesus' name. Spirits of oppression and depression, I cast you out, destroy resistance, and bind you in Jesus' name. Just say, I receive my healing. I receive my deliverance now in Jesus' name. Amen. There we go. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. The Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon you. The Lord God gives you peace. God makes you head and not tail, above only and not beneath. Everything you set your hand to will be successful. Everything you set your hand to will be successful. You'll be at least 10 times better than your peers. You possess the gates of your enemies, even the gate of death. So you will live and you will not die. Yes, you will live and declare the glory of God in the land of the living. With long life will God satisfy you and show you his salvation, even the perfection of fullness of Christ. So Lord, impart unto you the anointings of Enoch, of Abraham, Joseph, of Moses, of Joshua, of Ruth, of David, of Elisha, of Daniel, of Esther, of Paul, and of John. In Jesus' name, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God our Father, and the sweet fellowship of the blessed Holy Spirit, rest and abide with us now and forevermore. In Jesus' name. Turn over and say, you enter into your Shemitah year of release, into mega prosperity, and no bones are broken. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. We believe these words have empowered you to live a victorious, transcendent life in Christ. Our mission is to equip God's people for service and build up the body of Christ until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. We encourage you to enjoy and share from thousands of resources, including books, sermons, prophecies, and articles available on our website, spcconline.org. Thank you, and God bless you.